The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 20th day of January 2005. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. And we're here every day doing it, folks, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. And in a few minutes, Desi Andrews will be coming up. Dr. Bill is in studio. And we've got some new information. It's we had pledge drives for the last couple of Thursdays. For all those that have participated in that and responded to our request, thank you very much. For the rest of you, you can go to grass and eat hay. At any rate, that's tactful, isn't it? At any rate, we will resume our normal regular programming here today. So, folks, it's Inauguration Day. Isn't it nice? $40 million spent on the inauguration, $17 million by Washington, D.C. for their police, for security. You know, if you go back in the precedence of inauguration ceremonies, some presidents didn't even bother. Ronald Reagan, okay, didn't have a inauguration because it was cold in Washington, D.C. Franklin Delano really was a card-carrying communist. He was kind of frugal. I think for his second term, it was a time of war, so he served cold chicken at the White House. I mean, that must have, there was no KFC around then, but I could imagine that didn't cost a whole lot of money. But as I look at this, and there's a lot that can be said about it, but the one thing that I see is it's just not pomp and ceremony, and the President of the United States should be able to do this to, you know, commemorate his presidency. Okay, he's already done it once. But what I see when I look at this, I see nothing but arrogance. We got a country that's $70 trillion in debt. We're immersed in a war. This guy wants to throw a $40 million party in Washington, D.C. Now, I've not been able to see any of the feeds except earlier, but I hope that a goodly number of people showed up along the parade route and did what they said they were going to do as the presidential limousine drives by, that they turn their backs.
I don't think, can they be there?
Who?
The people. I mean, are they allowed to be on the street?
Well, if you're protesting, they've got you corralled up in one certain area. You can't have placards, signs, crosses, anything else. Okay, it's a completely politically correct and sanitized crowd. So, but what they can't stop is, as the presidential limousine goes by, turning around and turning your back on the man. They can't stop that. So I'm just wondering how many people actually did that. I hope there was a lot. At any rate, we'll take the break here, be back on the other side, and kick this Thursday edition of the National Intel Report off with Desi Andrews and Dr. Bill Veith. We'll do that right after this.
Yes. stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Jesse, you haven't been here in a couple of weeks. We've been doing a fund drive for the network, and you've had time to amass some new information.
A lot of which I left in the printer today.
Well, I hope you got a good memory.
Well, that was just in case I ran out of things to do.
But... Oh, well, okay. Well, we never.
But I did have some good stuff in the printer.
Okay, well, we never run out of things to say around here.
I wanted to say first that for all of you that are concerned about Ralph Winteroad, he slipped and fell on the ice in about maybe 10, 12 days ago and severely bashed the back of his head in. And he's getting better. He actually got off the... He took it easy the last couple of days. And the thing about it is, when his world starts to spin, he is taking it easy, which is what he needs to do. And he said he got up off the couch yesterday, and the world didn't spin, so he is getting better.
That happened how many weeks ago?
It was only about 12 days ago.
Okay. All right. So Ralph is going to be good. That's good news.
Yeah, Ralph is going to be good.
So what do you have here today?
A world without Ralph Winterode. I can't even imagine.
Well, I can't imagine Ralph wasting his time up in Alaska, but it's a state with 300,000 people.
Well, I've been...
Have you been working on him?
I've been working on him.
Okay.
I have been corresponding with Rick McLaren, who is... ambassador for the Republic of Texas, that's currently doing a lifetime sentence in a jail in prison as a political prisoner. One of the most brilliant legal minds I've ever worked with. He's just absolutely incredible. And one of his letters talked about this book, The Shield of Achilles. And it just so happens this man, Philip Bobbitt, is a University of Texas professor. He's here in Austin, Washington, and London. And Rick said that the answer... the explanation of what has happened to us is in this book. And unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to read it. I got mine.
It looks like a copy of War and Peace. Let me see that. The name of the book is The Shield of Achilles. War, Peace, and the Course of History by Philip Bobbitt.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, the man writes so well. He's just very entertaining. But every paragraph is just filled with so many facts. And the interesting, and I haven't gotten very far in the book, but I'm fascinated by it. I wish I had more time to read it. He explains how the world has gone from nation states to merchant states. And again, I may change my mind when I read more of the book. But he explains that first we were nation states where we were autonomous, and each state was independent, which is what it was, you know. And he's not just talking about the United States. The world has gone this way. And then when the corporations came in, we changed to merchant states. And so everything is a merchant state now, which explains about commerce, which we're going to get to in a little while, too. It explains about the rule of commerce. And he said the only way they can maintain a merchant state is with force. And because they bring more and more commerce in, they need more and more force. And that's an explanation of why they're always at war. Because they can't have a merchant state nor maintain a merchant state without the force, and therefore we have to have the war powers. So this is an explanation of what's happened. And I bought that book for $5 off the web.
How many pages is that book?
Oh, gosh, this thing is... It actually is more pages than a one-way ticket to Crawford, Texas. This is 800 and 900 and 900 and about 15 pages long.
The man writes beautifully, just beautifully. And it just, I mean, every paragraph is just absolutely packed with fact. And
is he still alive?
Yeah, he's a young
right here in Austin?
Yeah, right here in Austin.
I'll have to get him in the studio one of these days.
Professor at UT, I believe, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a professor at UT. But,
I'll
mean, his resume is quite extensive. He's been on some council in Washington. And, again, it says in there that he lives in Austin, London, and Washington, D.C. Beautiful, beautiful prose the man writes. But the thing he talks about that startled me, he talks about right off the bat, is the Long War. He said that there was a treaty signed in 1990 that ended the Long War. Are you familiar with the Long War, John? I didn't know what in the world it was.
I didn't either.
Did you know, Bill?
No.
The Long War began in 1914. Does that give you a clue? It began with the inception of World War I. And he says that it was all just a continuation up until 1990. And I didn't know there was a treaty in Paris, and it's only about three pages, but he said the reunification of Germany had to be done, so they had to do a treaty so that Germany could be reunified. And that ended the conflict that began in 1914 and went through the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, etc., the Cold War, especially the Cold War. So it was just an extension from 1914 till 1990 when the war was ended, that particular war. And I really had to look to find the Treaty of Paris that he was talking about. I mean, it's not just, it doesn't pop up when you put it in Yahoo. I had to putz around there.
Yeah, because prior to 1914, you just had nation states, and they would do business with other countries.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't, it wasn't any more difficult than that. You struck up a business deal, you got your goods cleared to come through customs, and if it wasn't anything dangerous or anything like that, well, there you go.
But it was all about trade and treaties, and generally, treaties with other nations deal with trade. That's really what treaties are for, generally. But when they wanted to take over with a corporate structure, it becomes a merchant state. And that, of course, leads to, as Edith Jones, the justice of the Fifth Supreme Court, says, it leads to, you decided it was nihilism?
Nihilism.
It leads to nihilism, which is where we are now. We're in a nihilistic state. Do you have a clue what that means? Nil, N-I-L, is exactly what it means, nothing. We are in a state of nothing. There is no law.
Maybe that's why so many Americans are feeling so hollow. We're not.
Yeah, it's a state of destruction and chaos because there is no law. It's nihilism. It's when you begin to implode as a society or a civilization.
Well, we've had a lot of help here, and you know, I keep looking at this scenario, and the only thing I can come up with is aside from doing the Free Trade Area of Americas. You know, that deal, which they're behind schedule, by the way. That was supposed to be done on January 1st.
See, I told you not to worry about it, John.
No, they'll get it done within the next 30 days, trust me. They're not going to let this one go. I mean, this is the second part of the three-part plan for the global governance scheme. So they had to do this. In order to have a global union and global pacts and your own court systems and laws outside of the country that you're doing business with. I mean, this is all supposed to be fair. All the rules are even for everybody, but that's not what this is about. They had to destroy America and its economic engine.
Well, it's not just America. The merchant states are everywhere. They are merchant states now. The state of Germany, the state of Poland, the state of Texas. They are all merchant states now. They operate strictly on commerce.
Well, that's why we had to have, the UCC back in 1954. That was kind of a prelude.
Well, we're going to go over some of the UCC today because of Gene Keating's workshop here, which we're going to do, which is pretty darn fascinating.
Well, you got a mound of paperwork there. You just dive into any page you want.
Well, these are four Supreme Court cases that Ralph sent me down, which unfortunately I haven't read in depth. But what they have to do with agencies, and it's interesting because... They, what was it? The tenure bill. Oh, the tenure bill. They did a tenure bill in, Tenure Act, and the first one wasn't 1867. I think it was 1813. Anyway, they started doing the agencies in, and in 1867, when Andrew Johnson, pitched a fit about the way the war powers were being manipulated, Stanton, the Secretary of War, went into his office and didn't come out for 2 months. And so Johnson fired him, and the next day Johnson was impeached. The war powers policies that Stanton was implementing were the things that were supposed to be, and Johnson was fighting them, so the next day he was impeached. And then just shortly after that, within days, they passed the Tenure Act. And the Tenure Act said that even in an executive position, the president couldn't, only Congress could fire them. So then that was ruled unconstitutional. But what Congress has done is to set up an executive agency. I hope, Ralph, did I get this right? They have set up an executive agencies, the things we now know as agencies. They have set up executive agencies that they are given power to make their own rules and regulations, enforce their own power rules and regulations, and they are not they're not answerable to the executive department, and although they're executive agencies and they really don't answer to Congress. So they just made renegade agencies that have total and complete control, and nobody can fire them unless Congress says they can be fired. Isn't that fun?
The fix is in. The break is here. We'll take that break. I've got a caller online that says that Philip Bobbitt is a CFR member and the devil.
Naturally.
Okay, so take that quick call right after the break, get that out of the way, and we'll press on here with all the important information that Desi Andrews has brought in. Joined today in studio with Dr. Bill Veith. We'll do that right after this.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
The un-inauguration demonstration, the Congress Bridge at 5 p.m. today, I'm assuming this is in Washington, D.C. No, it's not. Congress Bridge downtown. Oh, in Austin. Okay. A local high school band will be marching there. I'm assuming this is going to be a protest.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I hope so.
All across the nation, it's evidently there are protests.
Mike Hansen and Gonzalez. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon from the cradle of Texas independence.
All right, Mike.
How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Well, you had mentioned that you hadn't had a chance to see any of the footage from when he was walking from the Capitol to the White House or to where he was going to sit.
Right.
And I could not believe it because I was watching just the regular channels and everything was seeming to go all right. And, you know, he was loved and everything else. And then I switched it over to C-SPAN and I started taping. And I was really amazed, Desi and John, to see. I mean, it seemed like all the crowd was against him. They had signs saying it was the worst president of all. They were chanting, "You're a killer like your daddy." And, I mean, they on C-SPAN, you could hear all this, but on the other channels, I couldn't hear any of this.
What do you suppose they do there, Mike? I mean, how do they wag that dog?
I was amazed. It shocked me, and I know some of this stuff. So, you know, if somebody else that hasn't heard of this stuff before switched over to C-SPAN, they're being lied to on some of these other channels. There were police and military toe-to-toe all the way, though, and they were mixed. They had, you know, police and the military mixed together, I guess, for show or something, but I could not believe it. And then they showed Arnold there, too.
So
I guess they're trying to get him in there somehow.
So the same shot on one channel looks different than another. Is that what you're saying, Mike?
That's what I got out of it. But see, after I started taping on C-SPAN, I couldn't go back to the other channels. But they showed C-SPAN would swing around to the crowds, and it would be like Bush's picture with war stamped across the forehead and stuff like that, and people chanting. You could hear the people booing. And I couldn't believe it, but you know. And then when it got to a certain point of the walk, he got out of the car, and I guess they had, you know, had the people that, you know, had him checked in and checked out, and so everybody was, you know, saying good, and that's when everybody was taking pictures for the paper. So I guess that'll be in the paper tomorrow, not the part where everybody hates him.
You know, it's my Mike, it's a good thing for the internet, because I'm sure there's a lot of people down there filming their own stuff. There'll be little clips all over the internet and explanations and descriptions of what went on. You know, the times are past when the media could totally cover that stuff up from us. You know, they could cover up even that FDR was in a wheelchair for 12 years and nobody even knew it. They could cover up anything they wanted at one time, but thank goodness for the internet, they can't do it anymore.
Well, I was amazed. I'm glad I did stick a tape in and get it, and I hope other people did.
Rhett was saying to me today that Michael Moore wouldn't be able to have the footage that he had in Fahrenheit 9/11 because of the guards, I mean, the extensive protection.
One more issue for Desi, if I could.
No way, Michael.
I did get a chance to talk to Chris Athanas about his 11 days in jail.
It was really 9.
9 days in jail.
He calls it 11, but it was really 9.
Apparently that, you know, this assistance of counsel, you know, I can't proceed without assistance of counsel. Then after I got through talking to him, Desi, I remembered, well, I bet he signed a contract when he got on his personal bond that he was going to get an attorney, and that's how they stuck it to him. Is that what you think?
Well, no, they did that first. They put him in jail first. He had a PR bond, Mike, and then they put him in jail after 5 or 6 times of saying he couldn't proceed without assistance of counsel. They didn't even say a word. They just stuck him in jail. They didn't even say why. And when I called down to see why he was in there, they said it was on the original charge. And so I just surmised that they had revoked his PR bond.
So is this I can't proceed without assistant counsel? Are they starting to catch on to this? And
no, they're not. It's not that they're catching on to it. It's that this particular judge is she's engaging in nihilism. She just doesn't care that she can't proceed.
Well, then maybe you need to talk about her a little bit, and we maybe get some calls, go in their office, and tell her to start doing the right thing. Y'all have a good day, and let me tell you, John, you're coming in loud and clear in Gonzales, Texas, all over the county.
All right, sounds
good. And it is great. Appreciate that, Radio Free Austin. And it sounds like it's coming from like right next door. It's so clear.
Really?
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you,
Mike.
Mike. Appreciate it. Where's Gonzales at?
It's below San Antonio or some about it.
It's east of San Antonio, a little bit northeast of San Antonio. It's about 65 miles from Austin.
Great.
You go through Lockhart.
Oh, you go that way?
Yeah, you go down that way and get
to
it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now I know where Gonzales is. Hey, Texas is a big place.
I've been there before. They have a custom-made boot manufacturing place there. So I've been there to pick up a pair of boots.
For now. It'll go to China pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're making plans.
And it had something to do, I mean, excuse me, Mike, because I can't remember, but it had something to do with when Texas got its independence from Santa Ana. I can't remember if that's when.
Yeah.
Was that coming yet?
It has some historical significance.
Sorry, I don't remember.
We got too many booms sitting on this table here. I can't see Bill here. I'm peeking.
Well, you need to see Bill.
I'm peeking between booms and microphones and springs and everything else.
I have come to a revelation this past week that is just absolutely mind-boggling to me. And that is, I mean, let's look at charges. Everybody knows about charges. I don't care if it's a traffic ticket or a misdemeanor or a felony. There has to be a charge. And I want people to stop thinking about this, that I was charged with the commercial.
You're going to be charged with being a terrorist if you don't watch it, Desi Andrews. We're going to take the break, folks. We'll get back.
I heard the music. It stopped me. Got the music in me.
We'll get to the meat of today's program right after this. Stay tuned.
Your listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I have a program note here on C-SPAN 2 tonight, 8 p.m. Central. I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That'd be 7 Central. They're going to run the protests that happened in Washington, D.C. today. So you may want to spin up those recorders and record that event. Nobody else is doing this. Brian Lamb, C-SPAN, every once in a while they get something right. So we appreciate that. So tonight, C-SPAN 2, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. They're going to be running the protest on C-SPAN, so that's a good thing. Let's get into the meat of this. Let's get rolling on this.
Okay. This Gene Keating workshop has been – Gene Keating is actually, I assume, Jean, because it's J-E-A-N, and I know he's a man. So it's Jean Keating, or I don't know how he pronounces himself. I've never met the man. This workshop that he did on the 5th of October of this month, whatever this month is – has been circulating around. There's a transcript of it, so it's been making its rounds. And so I read it, and it's the clearest understanding I've ever had of how the UCC has worked and how they charge us. And as a result of that, I've come to realize what a charge is and what a discharge is. H.J.R. 192 that was passed in 1933, the House Joint Resolution 192, took away, that's when they took away our ability to have substance and to extinguish a debt. So they said that we could only discharge debts from that point on. And since there are no weights and measures, how you discharge that debt is totally up to you. So they make charges, but if it's a public debt, we can discharge it in any manner, because they can't, a creditor cannot specify how we can pay that debt. We can be, and we can't extinguish it, so we can't pay it, but we can only discharge it. And we were given a special exemption from that, and we just haven't learned to use that exemption properly. And this Gene Keating thing is just really fascinating, and since it's operating public domain, I don't know why you couldn't stick it up for people to pull down on the file. I can send it to you. And what he says is that when there is a charge made, now let's think about this, they cannot come at you until they plug something into the wall and get a current going. So they charge, and it, again, it doesn't matter if it's a traffic ticket or a felony or anything else. They have to charge something up, and normally all of these things are nonviolent. Nobody ever hurt anybody, which precludes the common law and is right at home in the merchant state. So they have to charge first. The charge comes against you, and when that charge comes against you, according to Keating, they get a bid bond. And that will determine the amount of the bond that bail that they hold you for. So, and again, I could be distorting this slightly. People have to read it for themselves and draw their own conclusion. But there is a bid bond, a performance bond, and a thing called a CUSIP bond. And CUSIP is the organization that gives out the numbers for the bonds. So every time there's a charge, there's a bid bond, performance bond, and a CUSIP bond.
And a payment bond.
And a payment bond. So they make money behind the scenes. It has nothing to do with the bail you put up. They make money every time someone is charged. It might be $100. It might be $1,000. It might be $10,000. So he learned this system, and it's my understanding that in Ohio, when Ron Lusk, a fellow that used to go around and do redemption stuff, went out and tried to buy a car with a bill of exchange, that he was, John Keating was with him. And Ron Lusk got 17 years, and John Keating walked away because he understood about the performance bonds, and he outbid. So he put up, look at, he put up the bid bonds, the performance bonds. He discharged the bonds, and when he discharged the bonds, he discharged the charge. So I just think of this as, and you can see these are OMB forms.
Office of Management and Budget.
Uh-huh. See, they have an OMB number on them.
9000-0045.
Yeah, they're absolute government. Your mouth is going open. Government documents. So we are being sold up and down the river. They might as well put you on the auction block. Your charge is the thing that that puts you on the auction block, and somebody buys you. And sometimes you pay money to get out of it, and sometimes they take your body to get out of it. But any way you look at it, it is absolute total enslavement.
And it's not an easy concept to wrap your mind around. I've been trying to understand it myself, and it appears it's part of the process of monetizing signatures, monetizing debt. For example, when the government wants to borrow money from the Federal Reserve, they give them a bond. The Federal Reserve buys the bond, creates the digits or the money out of thin air, and monetizes the debt. When someone signs a mortgage note, they sign their name, and then that mortgage note gets monetized. It's
right.
A promissory note for debt. And so apparently the bonds are working as negotiable instruments where as soon as there are signatures in the court case, then they start monetizing signatures through this bonding process.
And he says in here the reason you don't get your checks back anymore, return from the bank, is because they're monetizing those now as well. Every time there's a signature from any one of us, they make a profit.
It's another way to expand the money supply and inflate the negotiable instruments, the Federal Reserve notes all around the world. And supposedly these bonds get bundled and get put out for then bid, and different corporations purchase them. They buy them. From what I've heard...
Well, now, when you say corporations, it doesn't necessarily mean a business.
It means like Walmart.
Walmart is the biggest purchaser of these prison bonds, from what I've heard. I haven't verified that, but I've read that from people that are pretty credible. So,
well, that would stand to reason, because they've been doing some cockamamie things. They've been taking out insurance policies on their workers without the workers' knowledge.
And guess where they learned that? From the United States. The United States takes out an insurance policy on every birth certificate that's put up to the Department of Registrar.
John Keating says it's $10 million on each of us, so we're
Oh, so when I
we're
croak,
good.
I'm worth $10 million
right.
bucks to the U.S.
Right.
government.
Absolutely.
So it benefits them to croak me faster.
Right.
That's
you're
right.
worth more to them dead than you are alive. When you're alive, you're a slave, because they'll, you know, purchase, they'll borrow money against their ability to tax you. And then when you die, they'll collect on the insurance policy, because your birth certificate was sold into commerce at your birth. It birthed you into commerce.
So we have to learn to use bills of exchange with our exemption to discharge any charge that's put against us.
Yeah, because if you're in a court, and we were talking about this before the show, if you're in a court and say that you're somebody brings a dispute into court, example, Coffee Bean Gene out of Michigan. He was married. They had joint accounts, credit cards, so on and so forth. They had one, Montgomery Ward, which is now out of business. They had his wife. They separated. His wife went out and just madly charged till she couldn't charge anymore. And she didn't make the payments, so she defaulted, and they were holding him liable for payment on this little contract. And he had asked the judge, he says, well, judge, I've heard what the attorneys for Montgomery Wards have said, that I owe X number of dollars. Excuse me, judge, can you define for me what dollars is? I want to have an understanding so I don't go against the court's wishes here. And the judge knew where this was going. And he started putting his head in his hands. I'll get that out. And he said, look, I don't care if you pay this, satisfy this debt in coffee beans. And then he realized in his fit of anger what exactly he said. Well, he equated coffee beans with dollars. It doesn't matter. Probably the coffee beans are worth more. So how he discharged this debt is he'd walk into the court every month with his little bag of coffee beans. And that was it. The judgment was retired. It was paid off. Montgomery Ward people
discharged.
Went home. It was discharged, right. And that was it.
Mm-hmm. It was discharged.
Well, see, I just got a book recently on from a law professor that teaches international commercial law. And he says in there, we don't use dollars anymore. A dollar is a certain weight and purity of silver or gold. That is a dollar. What we use are dollar bills, and a dollar bill is a bill of exchange. These little notes we pass around, they're not really, it says Federal Reserve notes, but they're not really notes. Because a note is either redeemable on demand, or a note has an expiration date on it.
Right.
Dollar bills don't have either. It's a bill of exchange. So this is just another way.
It has to be, because what's to be redeemed? You can't take these little certificates
right.
that they give you, walk into a bank
no.
and say, give me gold and silver.
Absolutely not redeemable, because they did away with the gold weight, the weights, the standard of measure.
Right.
So we have no worth in anything, only what we're willing to barter with. So we barter all the time with these worthless pieces of paper that only value is our signature on them, that we call those checks, which goes to the credit of a bank. We have nothing. We have absolutely nothing. So it's just an amazing concept, and even though I've known that for a long time, I didn't accept it.
Another way to conceptualize this is if you think about your straw man, or the entity that the government created at your birth, which is your all capital letters name, that's your straw man, that's the legal fiction, that's really the 14th Amendment citizen. And the 14th Amendment says you cannot question the public debt. So the straw man is on the public side of the ledger. Then the flesh and blood human is on the creditor side, and the Social Security number is the bridge between the two. That's what allows the straw man to communicate in a sense with the flesh and blood person. That's what allows the government to tax our straw man, abuse our straw man, and get us to act as the straw man's fiduciary. And it's through the Social Security number, which you could look at as like a bridge.
Or they sold us into bondage when we were born with the birth certificate. But they've had us in bondage, and from time to time they need us to support the system, so they bond us again. They bond us again, which puts us into bondage. But there always has to be the charge to initiate it. So my son, Rhett, has been not charged. There is no charge. And he said there over and over, there is no charge. There is no underlying charge. There is no underlying charge. But when there is no underlying charge, and there isn't in his case, the judge has no jurisdiction and they can't move forward. The only thing that empowers the judge is the charge that's given. So that starts the electricity down the conduit. And it's really important, this concept about we can't question the debt. I always question the debt. And, you know, as long as you fight and scream and yell, it's a system of honor and dishonor. So if you fight it, you're in dishonor. I had some people come by all last week or so, and they left some IRS papers, and it was a waiver of a notice of deficiency. And it read real nice, you know, you waive your rights, you waive this and you waive this, but on the other hand, it works for you. And my friend came by and he picked it up, and I was on the phone, so he read that paper, and he said, "Have you read this?" And I said, "No, I don't read them. I just answer them, and that's true. You know, I don't care what it says. It's not valid, so I answer them." And he said, "Look at this." And one more time I read, "You must pay the debt, and then you can question it." Basically, that's what it says. Again, you cannot question the debt. And, you know, I've been dealing with the IRS for years and years and years, and all their paperwork says, in order to get this resolved, you have to pay the debt first, and then you have to put in a claim. And that's just alien to my way of thinking. Because I don't believe they meet the criteria to tax us in the first place. So I rail against that. I fight that with my brain. Well, for some reason, for the first time, I really saw what that meant. You cannot question, and again, I don't believe this is not my way of thinking, but we have to learn to think the way they think. So when they send you a bill and you start to protest it, then you're a tax protester. And you really are, because their number one rule is you cannot question the debt. So here you are questioning the debt, which makes you bad, which makes you an enemy of the state, which makes you a war protester, it makes you whatever you are, but you're a protester. So what we have to learn to do is always pay the debt that is presented to us. And then if there was no charge and they didn't have any jurisdiction, then we can go after them. If there was a charge and we question the charge, then we can go after them, but not until you pay your debt. So we all have to learn how to use bills of exchange, because, again, you're not going to pay your debt with something that's precious to you that you exchange your labor for. You're going to pay it with your exemption. So it's just as worthless as the dollar bill you got. And this, again, really came home to me. I've had a week of, you know, being assaulted by these concepts that I've had to listen to, and it made me understand them finally. We got a friend of mine got a form of an exemption in. It's a different kind of an exemption. And he was having this private fight with these people, disagreement. And they said, well, he never presented a bill to them. So he sent them a bill for $2 million. And they sent him an instrument within the 10-day period, sent him an instrument for the $2 million and said, this account is paid in full. And if you present it for payment, it was kind of like a check. It had no routing numbers. If you present it for payment, put it up for collection, it voids it, but the debt is still paid. You have to send it back. If you accept it, you sign it on the back and send it back to me, and the debt is paid. So, I mean, this is such a clever instrument.
It says if you injure the maker, then the liability shifts, and he owes them the $2 million.
Exactly. So it goes back. So, I mean, he paid the debt, which, and I called a friend of mine who knows a lot more about this than I do, and he was saying, well, you have to do this and this, and I was emailing this instrument the whole time, and when he got it, he said, well, Desi, the debt is paid. And I said, but he can't go out and spend any of this. I mean, he said, Desi, the debt is paid. And I'm saying, but, and he said, well, how did you expect him to pay? Did you expect him to give the guy money? There is no money. There is no money. So one worthless piece of paper to discharge a debt is just as good as another piece of paper to discharge a debt. So if I say you owe me a dollar and you hand me a worthless piece of paper, you just discharge the debt.
Now the way to get around this, so if I, let's say I'm contracting with somebody and I now know that this debt can be discharged with this instrument, what I would do is in the contract is I would specify very clearly how I was to be paid in the contract.
Right.
For example, I want 100 ounces of silver, or I want, or say how I want to be paid. Maybe I want a box of seashells. But the point is, if I leave it open and just say I want to be paid in legal tender or dollars, they can come up with an instrument like that that will discharge the debt, and I've got nowhere to go with it, and I can't convert it into what's known as greenbacks to spend.
So you can't pass it along.
I can't pass it along.
So it has no value to you. So if we all learn to use this no value principle and embrace this nihilism system, then we will discharge our charges much sooner.
But see, if you think about it, all the money that we call money in this society, the fiat currency, it comes into existence out of thin air, literally. There's nothing behind it. It's created out of thin air. So all this method is the way of discharging the public debt back into thin air, right where it came from.
We have to get smarter.
What we have to realize is there is no money. It's a debit credit system. It's just bookkeeping entries. And if you know how to balance the books and get your accounts to zero, you can discharge your debts.
And if they plug you into the wall and charge it, you can pull the plug and discharge it.
I like the sound of that. Let's pull the plug. Let's pull the pin on these people and stop this choo-choo train because it's running over us. We're running close to the break. We'll take that. Come back with your phone calls right after this.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Listening to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
it clean. He leaned his shopping cart against the wall. He said, I've been a lot of places, and I've seen a lot of things. But Sonny, I've seen one thing beat them all. And I was flying back from Lubbock. I saw Jesus on the...
All right, folks, we're back. We've got phone calls stacking up here, and we will get to those. I want to remind folks that you can get the five-disc set. And, well, Desi, why don't you tell them about it?
John, the reason you tell about it is because you say it so much better than me.
Well, but you put it together, and you know more what's the content of it. See, I forgot. I just passed you the ball, and you passed it back. What are you trying to do, discharge this? What's on your five CD set, and why should these people get it?
The history of war powers is on the is the main thing. That's where I have my hand in it. The history of war powers. Also, it talks about Declaration of Standing, which is referred to as an apostille.
Right.
And the three other books that Marcia put together. See, the reason I told you this is because I can't even remember.
Sun Tzu was one of them.
Gandhi.
Gandhi.
And The Law of Nations.
There you go. And I'll dial that up on my site right now. So
I just researched, John. I don't mark it. I'm just the world's worst.
Well, you know, and this is a shame because you haven't been here in a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden I went brain dead.
Okay, so just tell me that.
Okay, I'm brain dead today. $180 is a normal price for this. This is on a 5-CD set. And this is about war powers, folks. And no, I'm sorry to tell you, war powers didn't kick in on March 9th of 1933. It's been way before that. So to understand this and to start your own study groups, this is important stuff. You have to know why things are the way they are. And this sets you well on the way of doing it. I've had some people, Desi, that have returned the 5-CD set to me that said, well, I knew this information. That's how far down the road they were.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and didn't ask for their money back. They just donated it to the network.
Oh, really?
Which was really cool, and I thank you folks for doing that. But only a couple of people did that. The majority, 99% of the people that even listen to this program, don't know that. So these five CD sets are available from Republic Broadcasting, and he just took off my 800 number there. Oh, here it is. You need to call 800. I can't remember the 800 number for the network. We got too many numbers.
None of us can remember anything today.
Now, isn't it weird?
I mean, it's strange.
Is this electromagnetic? Is this our shutdown because of the inauguration?
It's called the aging process.
No, knock it off, Bill.
Speak for yourself, old man. 800-724-2719 is the number for the network. Just call Sandra up. She is here. Order a set of that, folks. Order the 5-CD set. It will turn your little brain on. And it'll keep this machine rolling. Oh, gosh, another break. We'll get to the phone calls. 3210, International Shortwave listeners. That's the frequency for the second hour. We'll get into all this good stuff and your phone calls. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We'll break for just a couple of minutes and be right back.
Take all our money and send it abroad.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.